You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and on this momentous day for not only Vectis Radio, it's also a huge day for MS Isle of Wight and, of course, Paul Brading. So we welcome Paul. Should we bow down and call you sir from now on?
I think we should just be grateful and congratulate each other on a momentous award for the voluntary sector, Queen's Achievement Award that we've got. It's fantastic for us and obviously for yourselves as well. So congratulations to the station as well.
I mean, the Queen's Birthday Honours List, it doesn't come any bigger than that, does it?
No, it's something I became aware of, really through my councillor role. I got more involved to what the Queen's Award of Voluntary Service actually was. And when I looked into it, it's the OBE of awards for the voluntary sector. It's, as you know, it's really stringent application process. It's a stringent vigil from the assessment team and obviously goes up to the Queen's office. And for the Isle of Wight this year to have received four successful applications is stunning. And the Isle of Wight has historically punched above its weight with these awards. And for me personally, I'm a small part of it. I joined the MS Society as their coordinator last March. And we've got a fantastic team of 30 plus volunteers that work in the shop under our brilliant shop manager. We've got a great committee that I work with. And it's something I said to them at the beginning, do we have any main fundraisers? And a gentleman in Newport kindly nominated us. And it's just gone from there, really. It's been brilliant. And we're so thrilled and delighted to have received this award.
I find myself having to pinch myself because you mentioned there's four organisations on the Isle of Wight that have got this award. I mean, it's huge. It is absolutely massive. It's such a proud day for the island. It really is.
Yeah, I think there was something like 230 national awards. And the Isle of Wight, for the size of its population, to receive four, we are punching way above our weight. But it just really shows to me the strength of the voluntary sector on the Isle of Wight and the real dedication of people that work in these organisations and help out for the good of the Isle of Wight people. And I know the Lord Lieutenant has said to me in the past, we get more wards than our share of population. But to get four this year is absolutely brilliant for the island, brilliant for yourselves, and absolutely fantastic reward for all of the volunteers that work in our shop for the good of the Multiple Sclerosis Society sufferers on the Isle of Wight.
Well, let's talk about MS for a while, because obviously, what's your role there?
I'm the group coordinator, if you like, in my terms, chair of the committee, something I was asked to do by the previous chair who was leaving the island. She asked me if I would take over as chair of the committee, and I did, gratefully. It's a charity that I've known a lot about. I've known several friends that have had it in the past. A couple of my friends were on the committee, so it was a learning curve for me. But I was just blown away by the fantastic shop and cafe we have in Shanklin, the brilliant support of volunteers who just going to work in the shop with a smile on their face, and all the money we earn in the shop stays on the island and helps people on the Isle of Wight who sadly are suffering from this horrible illness. And it's great to see. This is for the volunteers, really. This is for the volunteers in the shop, this award, and they deserve, the credit they'll get, because we, sadly in lockdown, we can't have a big party at the moment, but we're going to defer receiving our award. Because I want the awards to be received in front of the volunteers who have contributed towards it. So we'll have a proper celebration when we're allowed to celebrate later on in the year.
And quite right too, I met some of your team last October. I brought some youngsters from the 4Ps and they did some interviews at an event that you were running. I think it must have been actually in November. And what was easy to see was the event was held in a hall in Newport that was very well supported. And you had a really, really good team that were really welcoming, and they were very engaging with wanting to be interviewed so they can get the message across. So you have got a wonderful, wonderful team, Paul. Why did you get involved, and how long have you been involved?
When I retired from work, obviously, the first thing I did was to get elected as a county councillor. And I always thought, you know, I'd get asked to be treasurer of this society, that society. And I turned down a couple of opportunities. The society itself, the previous chair approached me when she was going to mainland. She was a really good friend of mine and my wife's. She wanted to tie up the loose ends before she went back to the mainland. She asked me if I'd take it on. And my MS goes back a long time for me because one of my best friends at school, his father, who subsequently worked for Lloyds Bank, suffered from MS, and he was the previous chair going back best part of 50 years. So I've known of people that have had, you know, dealings with this, sat on the committee in the past, and I thought, you know, this is the charity for me I'd like to get involved with, something I can give my time to, something I can dedicate some effort to, and I love it. I really enjoy it. They're a great bunch of people, as you say. And Bex's Radio supported us through that event. It was fantastic. And yes, the people did happily give interviews to you after I talked them into it. But afterwards, they said, you know what? It's not easy to talk about yourself sometimes. When you do good, sometimes we don't talk about how much good we do. It's the hardest thing to talk about is how good you are. And that's what I said to the people that you interviewed that day. Tell them how good you are. Show them how good you are, because we are. And that's what I said about this assessment process for the, you know, Queen's Wharf Voluntary Service. I said, when the committee come round, I didn't go when the committee went round. I thought it wasn't right for me to do so. When the committee went round to the shop to talk to some of the volunteers, I said, just tell them how good you are. You know, don't be shy of telling them, because they've got it on paper, on the application form, what we do. Show them, tell them, you know, sell yourself. Because there's help we can give to the whole island's community for MS sufferers here. We want to attract as many as we can to come on board with our voucher scheme and our grant scheme. We don't tell people what we're doing. They won't know. So let's get our message out there loud and clear. And this will definitely help us, of course, promote it further across the island.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is just, you know, when you think of it, it's a lovely, lovely award. But more importantly, it's going to bring massive attention to, you know, what you're actually doing. And there'll be more support. And obviously, you know, the people that are suffering, they're going to come forward. And there's going to be more support for those as well. So it's a win-win situation. I've got one final question, really. And that is, obviously, we all get invited to a garden party. Will you be wearing your Pompey shirt?
I think it's right that our volunteers go to the garden party instead of myself, but if I went, I'd go in my Pompey shirt with pleasure, with pride. Okay, can I just say also, you know, many, many congratulations to Vectors Radio. I know what a fantastic job you do with the 4Ps, having been involved with the 4Ps myself. You know, it's as well deserved for you guys as it is for us. So, you know, congratulations to the station as well.
Thank you. That means a lot. And, you know, it does show other people that organisations can definitely work together, make a massive difference in our community, and hopefully it'll inspire, you know, next year's, you know, nominations, awardees, as they've been called in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, let's hope we're inspiring the next lot. So that's a lovely thing to finish up on. Thank you, Paul, and many, many congratulations to you and your team.
And to yourself, Ian. Bye now.